The Egnor's Ferry and Lawrence Memorial Bridges and Land Between the Lakes used to be marvels. Kentucky Transportation Cabinet Public Information Officer Keith Todd says they covered difficult sections of river, which made them engineering achievements upon their completion in the 1930s. But today, few marvel at them anymore.
One of the terms that you will see used very often is they are functionally obsolete. And what that essentially means is that if we were to build a new bridge there today, it would look very different than the bridges that were built back in the 1930s.
The bridges, he says, do not have modern safety features, and although they carry close to 3,000 vehicles per day, early 20th century engineers did not design them for today's automobiles. David Graham of Pascal Truck Lines says the bridges are far too narrow. He has friends who add 40 minutes onto their trips to go around LBL to avoid crossing the Egnor's Ferry and Lawrence Memorial Bridges.
It's dangerous on there to meet a big truck if you're in a small car. A lot of people are very hesitant, if not just totally afraid, to cross those bridges.
Graham is the chairman of the West Kentucky Twin Bridge Advocacy Committee. It's a group of local judge executives, businessmen, Chamber of Commerce members, and others who work to ensure the new bridges will get built as soon as possible. He says the committee members place importance on the project because new, wider bridges could increase traffic through the area, which could result in an economic boost. So committee members lobbied for it in state government. They wanted officials to keep the project a high priority.
We testified in front of the House Transportation Committee a couple of different times and worked with the governor's office of both Governor Fletcher and Governor Beshear to keep this project moving forward.
But while committee members and officials have been discussing and planning this project for years, construction workers have not poured one slab of concrete. Bridges, Keith Todd says, sometimes take decades to complete.
I don't think most people really have a good grasp of the amount of engineering work that's required on a bridge of this size. We have been working pretty intently for about the last 3 to 4 years, really focusing in on some of the design challenges.
Todd says some of those challenges include bridging a lagoon to access a main construction site. That work is in the bidding process. Official conversations on replacing the bridges have been ongoing since at least 2006. Organizers conceived of the twin bridges as a joint project and held a series of public meetings to collect input. They presented residents with approximately 50 design options and, with community help, narrowed the choices to about 4 or 5. Eventually, the cabinet chose to construct the bridges with a basket-handle tied arch design. It fit the crossings as well as the budget, and it could transform the bridges themselves into tourist attractions.
This will be the only place in the world, so far as we know, where there will be two of these basket-handle arch design bridges that will be within about 8 or 9 miles of each other.
In addition to new designs, the bridges will have 4 lanes each and modern safety features, along with hiking and biking paths to help expand the current trails and Land Between the Lakes. They will also stand higher than the current bridges to allow some sailboats to pass underneath and hopefully avoid future elisions with cargo ships. The bridges will cost an estimated $165 million each. Todd won't give a time frame for completion of the bridges, but in comparison, after the cargo ship the Delta Mariner struck a span of the bridge in January, the government awarded a $7 million contract for a new span, which was constructed and hoisted into place in less than 5 months. However, Todd says the new projects could take a while.
When you have a project of that size, there are just lots of opportunities for issues to come up that can essentially delay construction. For instance, on the U.S. 60 Tennessee River Bridge at Leadbetter, we had 16 months of high water on the Tennessee River that delayed the construction of the main piers, which essentially put that bridge about 2 years behind schedule early on.
Nevertheless, Todd says the matching bridges will be constructed. Residents will see the first sign of the new bridges when contractors begin work in 2013 to bridge the lagoon near Kentucky Lake. Once the lagoon bridge is complete, work will begin on the new Egnor's Ferry Bridge. And about a year later, Todd says the government will award contracts to begin work on the Lawrence Memorial Bridge over Lake Barkley. For WKMS News, I'm Casey Northcutt.